Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Interesting thing happened to me last night. I went to go see a friend that I haven't really been in touch with in a couple of years, or at least our relationship has been not fractured, just kind of lost touch. Went to a bar last night, had a meal, dinner, and didn't order any drinks.
Look at you.
Wow. No alcohol.
Dry January really had an effect on you.
Right there, right at the bar with all those beautiful liquors right in front of me. I wasn't even tempted to do it.
Good.
I felt real good about myself.
Because are you doing that? Because you said you read the book, The Naked Mind, which my husband has read like 3 times now.
He's just not getting it.
Yes.
At this point, just let him drink. He's not going to get it.
His mind still has clothes on.
Apparently. No, like whenever he starts to feel himself slip, he'll re-listen to it on Audible just to kind of like refresh like that question, why? So if you're going to like, and that's one of the big things, like, so you're going to get a drink, why?
Right. I didn't refer back to that. It's just a desire for it just wasn't there. I think after Dry January, I'm like, I'm not missing out on anything. And then it was already, I mean, for us, this is late, early for you guys. It was like 6:30 or 7 o'clock. And I'm like, it's just going to mess up my sleep. And it's not going to enhance this conversation at all. So I didn't do it. She was drinking fine. And I was never once tempted. I'm pretty proud of myself today.
Good
That's
for
impressive.
You.
All right, Kristen. So what surprise did y'all mess up?
Okay. So I was very excited to surprise you this coming Friday with something that I know you would have absolutely loved.
Is this for yours and my Valentine's
Day?
I thought we said we weren't going to do anything. Oh, stop it.
Since people have found out that we're madly in love with each other.
Yes, that is the rumor online. And I don't think it was, by the way, I don't think the rumor is Kristen also loves Bert.
Yeah.
I think it was just Bert is in love with Kristen.
I was trying to make you feel better, all right? It's reciprocal. So this Friday, in honor of the Super Bowl, we were going to do the piggy cam. Yes.
We are going to have little pigs in here?
Yes. So we were going to do the piggy cam. We were going to do our pigskin cam because we have done the turkey cam for Thanksgiving where we had puppies dressed as turkeys. We tried to make Abby think we were bringing live turkeys in here and they were going to like peck at her legs. But and then before that, what started it all was the bunny cam, which we did for Easter, my idea, and we ended up having like a stupid amount of views on Facebook Live. So this year, it was like, all right, pigskin cam. We're doing this. We're going to get some pigs in studio. And it was all set up.
The little itty big pigs.
Well, I mean, you think mini pigs, but mini pigs grow up to be small pigs. But this is a sanctuary and a rescue that was bringing a pig in to have in the corner in a pen for...
Stop it.
Yes. And so Corinne doesn't even know I'm doing this. And she's the co-founder and executive director of Outsiders Farm and Sanctuary. And we had it all set up. And she goes, Hayden, the pig we are bringing. The pig's name was Hayden.
Oh, come on.
It's Hayden.
The same name as Mikey Elvis' kid.
Hayden. Hayden, the pig we are bringing, travels in a crate. We'll also have her travel pen and toys.
Kind of like a rider contract.
Yes. I have a volunteer coming to help me load everything. And then later that day, we got an email.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't tell me Hayden's under the weather or he's baking or something.
No, no, no. Hayden is a she and she is fine. I am so sorry to have to reply with this, but one of our team members became sick on Saturday and tested positive for COVID.
What's that got to do with us?
Everyone else thought they were in the clear until we all started feeling pretty badly. We just got done taking COVID tests as a precaution. We're all positive for COVID.
Damn it.
We're not going to be able to make the show Friday. We are devastated and heartbroken. We were so excited to get the much needed exposure for our rescue and spread some piggy joy. Please accept our apologies and please, please, please keep us in mind if you decide to do another piggy live stream. maybe even for March Madness. So I just wanted to give this organization some love because they were so pumped. Again, it's Outsiders Farm and Sanctuary. You can find them at outsidersfarm.com. They have over 400 animals. They
Come
have
on.
350 pigs.
Is that right?
Wow. 350 pigs.
And pigs are like my favorite. I've been telling these guys now when I'm ready for an animal in the house, I'm actually sincerely thinking about not doing a dog this time and doing one of those teacup pigs.
So they have all kinds of educational material on their website. You can also adopt a pig, so you can see what pigs are adoptable. They have Valentine's Day opportunities. If you'd like to donate and send some piggy Valentines to people. So she was just, they were so excited. And I'm bummed for us, but I'm more bummed for them. So yeah, if you are a pig fanatic like Bert Weiss, check out outsidersfarm.com and give them some piggy love today. But unfortunately, that will not be happening.
Well, Kristen, check your text. Because I may have found a backup pig.
Come on.
Oh. Is that pig okay?
Yes.
Is it okay?
Is it okay?
We need to have a weigh-in and check its gums. Well,
Chris and I were talking little pigs, and this is a little pig, but how little do you want
the small,
pig to
be? No, it's small, but that's the thing. Like, you think teacup and mini, like, in like baby pigs, but...
At first, I was sent a picture, you know, where you put your thumb on the picture, and it, like, crops everything else out. And I was like, I'm going to need that next to a quarter so I can tell what size the pig actually is.
So there are farms now that, in a healthy way, breed these small ones that don't grow very big. And they all claim that, of course, they're going to claim this, that it's safe. Genetically, it's safe. They take the greatest care in it. There's one in Tennessee. There's one in Montana. I was thinking about going and getting one of these things at. But you're saying this one is like a medium-sized pig.
No, they're small.
Still small.
They're not teeny. And that's the thing. Like, to each their own, but if I was going to do this, it's going to be a rescue. Like, it's not going to be like a breeder that comes in with a pig. It's going to be...
I don't know the history of this pig, but
okay.
I reached out yesterday. I was desperate because their pigs are not to be found.
No, there's not. It's really, I tried doing this last year, and so to find somebody that's in within driving, because Outsiders Farm is about a little over an hour away or something like that. So to find somebody close, there's other people who were like 3 hours away. They're in South Georgia. They're in North Georgia, whatever. But here in outside the big city, it's harder to come by pigs.
So
when I found them, they were like, oh, this is amazing.
I reached out on the Facebook yesterday.
Okay.
And one of the Bert's Big Adventure moms, Kelly, Riley's mom.
Uh-huh.
Riley was one of the kids. I was paired up 1 year at Bert's Big Adventure. She hit me back, and evidently her niece has a pig.
Oh.
Her name is Maple.
She's
8 months
old.
Oh,
so she's still a little pig.
I mean, it's not tiny, but it is small.
So
I'm trying to manage your expectations there.
Thank you.
I will try to bring Maple. Yes.
Okay.
In on
so maybe
Friday.
So then maybe we will have a pig on Friday.
I got a couple of thoughts. Hey, this COVID thing is really pissing me off now. this is the tipping point here.
It finally crossed the line.
I'm so over it now. Okay?
When everything shut down, wasn't a big deal.
You got to
have some downtime.
The fact that we lost billions of dollars, people were in the hospital, all that stuff was troubling, but this.
Yes. Messing with your pig.
Yeah. And secondly, now I think it is confirmed you love me too.
I do.
Yeah. Aww.
Awesome.
All right, so maybe Friday we got a pig in here, maybe we don't.
Yeah, okay. So 8 o'clock on Friday, Maple, 10 o'clock, bacon.
No.
Oh, wow.
How dare you?
Thomas.
Maple bacon?
No, yes. Don't even joke. Don't even joke, okay? All right, our intern, Annalie, finds herself in a cemetery almost in the middle of the night, and it has everything to do with an A-list celebrity.
Yes.
Is this the second day in a row now we're going for iconic celebrities?
Absolutely.
It was Stevie Wonder yesterday.
Yes, it was.
You apologized to. And today?
It's Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston.
Yes.
This is indeed Black History Month. You started off strong.
Yeah, this is not one of my proudest moments. So I was in a foul mood one day. I was coming back from the library. It's like 11 o'clock at night. And I decided to get off my inner rage and steam in more of a healthy way. So I start listening to Whitney Houston in the car.
Yeah.
And
I want to dance with somebody.
Actually, I have nothing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a nice one, yeah. And when I say I'm like singing along and listening, I really mean that I'm screaming to the point where I'm losing vision. Like, not safe, not good driving condition.
That want to make you cry.
Yeah. So I'm driving back, and by the time I approach my neighborhood, I'm not over it. Like, I want to keep driving. My jam session's not over. So I pass my neighborhood, and I go to school in Dahlonega. And if you know anything about Dahlonega, it's that, like, once you pass civilization, you're in the boondocks.
It's like, small town.
Yeah, middle of nowhere. So I'd never passed my neighborhood before. So it took me no time to realize that I'm lost. And I'm very directionally challenged. So knowing that I just went straight past it, it didn't click in my head, hey, just turn around. That didn't make sense to me. So as I'm driving and singing, I'm like pulling up my phone, trying to get directions to go back. And so I get these directions pulled up, and at first it tries to get me to turn into this gravel lot. And it's fully lit up right by the road, but for some reason I'm like, it's gravel? Like, no, I can't do that. I thought, you know, got to protect myself as a 20-year-old girl alone.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't do it. And then I kept getting myself more lost. And eventually it had me turn off right into this tiny road. And I was like, you know what? I like right turns. I'll do it. So I turn right into this road. It's pitch black. It is like an alleyway. I am driving into the abyss. I have no idea where I'm going.
You're in the middle of a horror movie right now.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah. Whitney Houston is blaring, so all is good.
At this moment, I am still screaming to Whitney, and I'm just looking at arrows on my phone, like not paying attention at all. So I'm driving further, and eventually I see something in the road, and I have to slam on my brakes, and I'm kind of looking forward. I'm like, what is that? And in this moment, I notice two things. One, I'm not on a road at all.
Oh.
Two, that is a tombstone in front of me.
Oh, damn.
I am in the middle of a cemetery.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, hell no. Oh, my God, no. So at this point, I lose music privileges. The music is turned off. I'm turning around as fast as I can, and I'm just driving out of there. And
so there's no gate to get in? There's nothing?
It's just like a small alleyway. So, yeah, I just turned around, and I drove in silence the whole way home. And so, but, like, my directions had led me there. Like, I was just following it. So I'm thinking maybe, like, Whitney was hearing me sing, and she's like, I'm gonna show her. Like, I need to shut her up. But yeah, it was not great.
Or she was trying to show you it could be worse.
I mean, that's true. Yeah.
Well, hashtag perspective from Whitney Houston.
You go down the wrong world, you could be in a world full of darkness.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.